This is Michael Johnson, and welcome back to our series of podcasts with VMware. Today, we're going to be talking about the new features in Virtual Center 2.5. And back with us today is Joe Gazarek, who is the Technical Account Manager with VMware. Hey, welcome back, Joe.
Thanks, MJ. It's an exciting time to be talking about virtualization as VMware rolls out Virtual Infrastructure 3.5.
Certainly, virtualization is the word of the day, maybe of the century as well. I'd like to chat a little bit about some of the new features in Virtual Center 2.5, which is the other half of the VI 3.5 equation, as well as spend some time talking about ESX3i, VMware's embedded thin hypervisor. Maybe you can start out by talking about the functional improvements to Virtual Center 2.5.
Sure, MJ. You know, as our virtual infrastructure continues its pace of rapid adoption across the data center, it's been necessary, really, to increase the scalability of Virtual Center itself. And to that end, Virtual Center 2.5 now supports up to 200 hosts and 2,000 virtual machines. A significant additional enhancement that should simplify operations is the ability to provision the VMs across data centers. This new capability means that the administrator is now going to be able to clone VMs across data centers, as well as clone a VM to a template in another data center, clone the templates to another template in another data center, as well as cold migrate a virtual machine across data centers. Another function that's been improved in this area is in the realm of VMware tools management. VC 2.5 now provides for the batch installation of VMware tools, including on virtual machines that are powered down. The tools, either a new install or an upgrade, can be scheduled to occur at a specific time or upon the next boot cycle. And if the update of VM tools requires a VM reboot, this information is passed on to the VI admin within the UE.
Are there any other enhancements to VC 2.5?
Yeah, there are, MJ. In the computing world today, 64-bit operating systems have really started to gain traction in the data center, and especially in the virtualized data center, as their performance has been realized to be just much greater than 32-bit guests. However, up until now, it wasn't really possible to customize a 64-bit guest image, and that functionality is now present. Virtual Center 2.5 will permit the customization of Windows Server 2003, Service Pack 1 and 2, Red Hat Enterprise Linux, SUSE Linux Enterprise Server 10, as well as Solaris 10. And finally, Virtual Center now supports a new technology, very exciting, called DPM, which stands for Distributed Power Management. Now, what DPM is enhancement to the managing of virtual machines, where the goal is to lower the power consumption in the data center by managing capacity utilization in a better way. Resource or capacity utilization in the data center has its windows of peaks and non-peak hours. And the concept around DPM is that during non-peak hours, DRS will consolidate the loads within a given cluster to fewer ESX servers and power down any inactive hosts that aren't needed. This exercise typically involves DRS identifying and making some recommendations for ESX hosts that can be powered off. And if set to fully automated or upon manual intervention, if the administrator so desires, DRS will evacuate all VMs on the identified ESX hosts, and then DPM will put it in standby mode. And then, later in the day, when additional capacity for running workloads within that cluster is required, DRS brings these inactive ESX hosts in standby power save mode back to fully functional status. And then DRS will balance the workloads across all the ESX hosts in the cluster. This mechanism efficiently manages the total power consumption within a data center by keeping it to a minimum while still providing enough resource capacity to satisfy total resource demand, plus some user-specifiable amount of reserve capacity. The system is very intelligent. Virtual Center provides a lookup table for power consumption that keeps track of which ESX hosts consume how much power. The DPM module then makes power-off decisions for each host in the cluster based on three key metrics, and those would be guest resource demand, host resource capacity, and then host power consumption. DPM allows the administrator to define certain hosts which should never be powered down, as well as providing the administrator the ability to specify reserve capacity levels for the entire cluster. So it's a very flexible system. And DPM is constantly monitoring the usage of the resources in the DRS cluster. As resource requests grow, DPM will make recommendations to specific hosts to power back on. At that point, the host powers itself up and begins to boot. And then once the host is fully up and running, DRS will kick in and start to migrate VMs back onto it. Customers who implement DPM should see significant cost savings from reduced power consumption, and that's very exciting.
No, it's exciting, and it's certainly, I think, one of the key elements in folks wanting to have the data center go green, that with all that emphasis being placed on saving power and cooling costs as well.
Well, MJ, it's just another way that VMware and Virtual Infrastructure 3.5 enables the realignment of IT to the business vision.
Well, let's talk now about ESX 3.5. Can you go into some detail about what makes it up?
Oh, of course. You know, we're really excited about 3i. ESX 3i is the next generation thin hypervisor integrated in server hardware. You know, Dell, IBM, and HP, they've all announced that they're going to be releasing servers with ESX 3i integrated onto their systems. You know, we call it thin because the entire piece of software is only 32 megabytes in size, a radically small footprint that enables enhanced security, reliability, and simplified management. ESX 3i really benefits both existing virtualization customers as well as those individuals and organizations that may be new to virtualization. You know, it's really important to understand that existing customers are going to get all of the performance and sophistication of ESX Server 3.5 within ESX 3i. 3i fully supports all of the VI3 feature set, and in addition to that, benefits the customers by being in a very small footprint architecture. You know, for new customers, ESX 3i is simply the easiest and fastest way to get started with virtualization. There are absolutely no Linux command line skills required for the administration of a service console, no Linux user accounts to create and maintain, and as well, no security hardening, antivirus, or backup effort required, since all that is really installed on the host itself is a 32 megabyte hypervisor, and that's usually done via PROM or other flash device. You know, MJ, I think it's important to understand the security implications of ESX 3i. With ESX 3i, there's going to be less code, as we said before, only 32 megabytes because the Linux service console is not present. Very little data is going to reside on the host itself. This means that there's going to be fewer interfaces and thus a very minimized attack profile. The interface to the platform is a locked-down, BIOS-like interface, which prevents users from running arbitrary code that could harm the system. VMware estimates that an ESX 3i platform is going to need more than 50% fewer patches because of a minimized attack profile. And finally, the reliability is going to be increased because of dependencies on failure-prone local drives, and this enables diskless servers.
So let's compare that with some other architectures out there. Can you talk about that?
Sure, MJ. You know, competing virtualization products have a large general-purpose OS in what we call a parent partition, or in some worlds is referred to a domain zero, opening up a security and reliability hole. In addition, these products can never scale to the degree ESX can, because all of their I/O traffic is going to be going through the parent or domain zero partition, which is a bottleneck for system scalability. You're never going to find a bloated general purpose OS being relied upon to provide I/O capabilities for VMware's bare metal virtualization solutions. The ESX 3i virtualization solution features an ultra-small, virtualization-centric kernel, and VMware is very proud of our pioneering and innovating leadership in using a superior technology platform to produce the most robust, highly scalable virtualization solution for the needs of the 21st century data center. Combining support for the latest x86 hardware features with I/O drivers that are specifically optimized for a virtual machine environment The VMware development team has coded the most scalable, high-performance hypervisor in the industry today, and we're really proud about that.
I bet. Can you talk about some of the functional differences between ESX 3.5 and 3i?
Well, you know, MJ, that's the beauty of it all. There are none.
Okay.
It's fantastic. ESX 3i can really be thought of as ESX 3.5 without the service console. All of the virtualization functionality is exactly the same, and ESX 3i integrates into Virtual Center 2.5 the exact same way as conventional ESX 3.5.
But what about third-party management tools? Can those be integrated without a service console on which to install them?
You know, that's the first question we get, MJ, from our customers. Management agents, honestly, have always been a somewhat sticky issue within the service console. However, with ESX 3i, that problem has been eliminated entirely. VMware has worked with all of our partners to transition them into porting their management products to a couple of different management possibilities, including using a remote CLI, the VM API itself, or using specific management VMs that will look across the entire platform. But in all these instances, they will be able to take advantage of a common information model, CIM, that's built into 3i, which should mean that for developers and our partners, it is easier, not really harder, to extract the necessary information out of the virtualization environment.
But what about setup? Because I know that gives people nightmares sometimes in approaching that. What will that be like with 3i?
Well, another great advantage of 3i is that we've simplified the user experience for setup. It now becomes as easy to set up as a home router appliance, really, if you look at it. I can go over real quickly the general steps to get 3i up and working.
Sure. I think that would be helpful.
Well, you know what? It's not going to take very much time. There's only four. They're going to power on the server host, which is going to boot them into the hypervisor. Once the hypervisor loads, they're going to configure the admin password. And after they've got the security set up, all they're going to do is modify the network configuration to input the correct IP addresses, which is facilitate the communication on their specific networks. And then they're just going to connect the VI client to the IP address of the server or just manage it with Virtual Center. Really, the whole process only takes a few minutes, and the customers are ready to run VMs within minutes of booting into 3i. This is an example, MJ, of what VMware calls the plug-and-play data center. Our goal with 3i, in addition to the security and reliability enhancements, was to make ESX and the virtualization experience as easy to use as a USB flash drive.
Well, how can you do that? Because we're talking about really managing huge data centers. Can it be that easy to set up? How's that possible?
Well, as soon as you plug a 3i host into Virtual Center and make it part of a cluster, DRS is going to take over and automatically manage the new compute capacity afforded by the presence of the new host. It's going to migrate new virtual machines to optimally load balance, and thus adding capacity and scaling the virtual data center becomes a simple, non-disruptive process for our customers.
So that's like ESX 3.5 and 3i can really work together.
Oh, absolutely. Initially, ESX 3i is going to come pre-installed on our OEM partner servers, so we fully anticipate having environments where the two form factors of the same hypervisor are going to coexist. And together, ESX 3.5 and 3i form the foundation for your virtual infrastructure software, enabling vMotion, DRS, DPM, and all the other advanced VMware virtualization features. These are, if you will, the keys to the automated dynamic data center of the 21st century.
Well, we have covered a lot here today, Joe, as usual. Let's give a website where listeners can go to find out a little bit more detail if they'd like to delve down a little bit deeper.
Well, I would encourage all of our listeners today to go to vmware.com/go/vi35 in order to find out all the information they can possibly want to know on 3.5 and Virtual Center 2.5, as well as the new 3i embedded hypervisor.
All right, that's vmware.com/go/vi35.
That's correct.
All right. Today I've been talking today with Joe Gazarek, the technical account manager with VMware. We're talking about some of the new features in the Virtual Center 2.5 product from VMware. And Joe, it's always been a great learning experience, and I hope folks can find out more by checking out the website. And as always, it's great to talk to you.
Well, thanks so much, MJ. I'm sure our customers are going to learn a lot.